You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
But on the line right now, we have got Graham Jeffries from the Cake Kitchen. Morena, Graham, how are you?
Good morning, I'm fine, how are you?
Very well, thank you. It's great to be able to chat to you about an awesome album that you've put out and also a gig that you are putting on this weekend at the Wine Cellar. How are you feeling?
Yes, I'm playing at the Wine Cellar on Saturday.
It's going to be a really lovely night. And this is the first album that the Cake Kitchen has put out in about 9 years, is that right?
No, there was one about 4 years ago. But they're pretty spasmodic. I mean, I take an incredibly long time to finish each thing. There's no deadline and yeah. Nobody waiting for them. So they're like a labour of love in a way.
That's quite a nice way to be able to approach a project, though, is to just sort of write it for yourself.
It's a calculated thing, you know, like the stuff makes enough money whereby you can just simply keep living and do what you want to do without worrying about it. To some extent, I think maybe I take slightly too long with it, but it's always better to let it sort of rest for a while and make sure you don't produce anything that you don't like.
Yeah, exactly. And how are you feeling about this record, Trouble Again in This Town? Are you happy with it?
It seems a lot more trouble has happened since it was written. It's almost like a sign of the times. But yeah, I am pretty happy with it. I mean, I spend a lot of time remixing and fiddling around and changing things. So by the time I finally let them go, I've probably mothered them to the point where I'll always love them.
I think that's quite a nice way to feel about albums that you've made or tracks that you've written. And
yeah, I mean, I really love making records. It's a great privilege. Yeah. You know, I've made records for 40 years now, and I can't help but feel how lucky I am, as Fred Dave would say, because it's a very great privilege to be able to do this and to have an audience for it. I mean, it's not like I'm competing with Madonna or Michael Jackson, but there's a loyal bunch of people that keep going, and for that, I think it's a... I'm a very lucky duck in a way.
Totally. Well, that's kind of the beauty of New Zealand's music scene as well, is people are very supportive of each other's work, I guess, and you get that kind of thing where people are really dedicated to it as well.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. Like, I mean, the solid core New Zealand audience has always been really supportive, and to some extent they'll come up and they'll ask you some sort of really personal question about some line of a song, which may not even mean anything that much to you personally, but they'll have taken the time to think about it, and things like that when it happens. Well, I think the best feedback I ever got was when I was in Holland. This couple told me they got married to one of my songs.
Oh, really?
They put it on a little boogie box, and went along, and before they said I do, they pushed play, and then after they said they pushed stop, and I thought, that's an amazing thing to happen, man. I couldn't believe it. And as it turned out, it was one of those last songs that I wrote in Paris and Love Land. So it was like a very sincere song written at the time. I couldn't help thinking they picked a good one to get married to.
Well, that's really lovely. It is super special when you can see artists, you can see your work kind of take on a life of its own, where people attach their own emotional stuff to things that you've written. And people can come and do that on Saturday. You're playing tomorrow night at the Wine Cellar with This Plane. And are you looking forward to it, Graham?
Yeah, very much so. Like, I mean, this whole thing of going through lockdown and coming out lockdown and being able to play again and people being able to go out again is a great thing. So it should be a lot of fun. I've worked out some special things to do that I've never done before live.
Cool.
For the show, I've made lots of adjustments to it to make it really interesting and full of surprises.
Oh, that's going to be really great. So people can head along to the Wine Cellar. I believe you can grab tickets from Under the Radar if you want to ensure you get yourself a seat. But we're going to listen to the title track from your record, Trouble Again in This Town. Thank you so much, Graham Jeffries, for chatting to us.
You're welcome. Have a lovely day.
Yeah. You too.
Take good care.
You too.
Bye.
There's trouble in this town again, and we think we know what to do. We promise that we'll sort it out, so we wanted to speak with you. There are people lost in doorways here, eyes cast down on the crowded street. Handwritten sign on a cardboard box saying, help me back on the feet. There's trouble again in this town. There's trouble again in this town. There's trouble again in this town. There's trouble in this town. trouble again in this town. There's trouble again in this town. There's trouble again in this town. There's trouble in this town.
This is The Cake Kitchen with Trouble Again in This Town, which is the title track from The Cake Kitchen's most recent album. Thank you very much to Graham Jeffries for having a chat to us. You can catch Graham performing tomorrow night at the Wine Cellar with This Plane. You can grab tickets from Under the Radar or, I presume, On the Door if they haven't completely sold out yet. And that's going to be a really, really lovely one. So thanks again to Graham.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.